Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, talking about the importance of encryption and logging and all good things. So one of the first things I learned when I turned on logging was, hey, now I know your password. Because invariably people were typing their password into the username field, right? And then the Windows box would say, oh, that's invalid password for blah, blah, blah user. And it'll get logged, and then you knew what the password was. Very interesting what you see in logs that can expose information. Likewise, we've talked previously about encryption coming across the perimeter and how we oftentimes need to decrypt to inspect that traffic to make sure for data loss prevention or whatnot that we're not leaking information. So, tip to you, if you're designing systems, be very careful about your logs, especially when you're decrypting and inspecting traffic. We just saw a breach with OneLogon that ties all this together. OneLogon is a single sign-on provider. OneLogon provides this feature called Secure Notes, and OneLogon Secure Notes are encrypted with multiple levels of AES encryption. Whenever I hear multiple levels, it automatically triggers in my mind the fact that they're decrypting and encrypting. Because you don't just like encrypt a file five times and make it more secure. You know what I mean? It's usually not much more security you're going to get after the first second pass. So you may have AES at multiple levels. So you may have like in terms of transport security, in terms of the content itself. I get that. But oftentimes what happens as well is you have encryption at ingress points. You decrypt for content and then you re-encrypt. That's just a hunch. But I will tell you that when this breach occurred, someone got admin credentials, the criminal. And with those admin credentials, they were able to access the logging system. And through the logging system, the criminal was able to read those secure notes, which tells me that they must have been decrypted at the point of which the security control was gathering information and piping into the logs. And much like I was mentioning with my Windows event log issue that occurred to me way, way, way back when I first started doing centralized event logging, suddenly in the logs is all the sensitive information. OneLogon, in a sense, corrected the problem, but a couple of key takeaways. One, if you're using any system and they tell you, we're encrypting your data. Unless you personally have those keys, chances are they are decrypting it or have the ability to decrypt it somewhere along the chain. The encryption is no longer a question of, are you encrypting? It needs to be a question of, where are you encrypting throughout the data flow? And where is it decrypted? And who can get access to that decryption. So keep that in mind, whether you're looking at OneLogon or any system that tells you, oh, we're encrypting your data, you're safe. Where is it encrypted? And more importantly, where is it decrypted? Secondly, if you're building a system, yes, we need to decrypt so that we can inspect traffic. We need to decrypt so we can do security controls. I get all that. But be very, very careful what's being logged. And make sure that you're maintaining an adequate amount of controls around that logging data as you are around the data itself. Because data is data, even if it's metadata, and oftentimes there's a lot of sensitive information in that data that can leak out. Looking across the parking lot, someone just set off the car alarm. Very interesting. So, security controls and encryption. It's a complicated situation. As we saw with OneLogon's breach, they've exposed a bunch of people with secure notes. So keep that in mind. Keep those caveats in mind when you're using secure systems like secure notes. And keep that in mind when you're building systems. Watch your logs. Talk to you later.